하늘 곳 예복고 예복고인스고 아멘. Many years ago when I was studying in seminary, one of my professors, Dr. Abraham Tarian, asked us, he said to the students, what are Christians in the business of doing? And all of us started to answer because we were hot-blooded young students. And so we all started to say, oh, Christians are in the business of love. Others said faith, peace. I think one even said fundraising. But we all said something. Ultimately, he said, those are all great answers, but that's not the right answer. He said, Christians are in the business of forgiveness. Business of forgiveness. And that is what we hear today. In the gospel, Christ says, if your brother sins against you seven times, you must forgive them seven times. Not, it would be nice if you forgave them. Not even if they sinned against you seven times, you wait until the end, and when they're finally done, then you forgive them. But every time they sin against you, you are to forgive them. And then he says something very interesting. Because the disciples immediately after this ask, increase our faith. And he says, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you would be able to say to this fig tree, be uprooted and plant yourself in the sea, and it will happen. And we see that throughout the Gospels, faith has this powerful and very strong and mighty power. It is through faith and with faith that trees can be uprooted, Christ says. Mountains can move. We can feed thousands with only a couple of pieces of bread and fish. We can walk on water. We can heal the sick. We can cast demons out. And we can even raise the dead. All through faith. There are three ways that we can increase our faith in this very dark and dismal world that we live in. The first is through learning. We can increase our knowledge. And this means reading the Bible, studying the church fathers, learning our church history, listening to sermons, and even studying on our own just the Bible. These are all wonderful attributes and great things we can do to increase our faith. But it does not have to stop there. Our general knowledge must be increased. That means that if we are to study astronomy, nature, biology, anatomy, economy, all of these things, they all are related to each other. They are not different and by themselves and separate, but they are all interconnected. And the more we study about the body, about the world, about nature, and about the universe, the stronger our faith becomes, because we see God in all of it. The second way we can increase our faith is by seeing the faith of others. By seeing the faith of others. When we see someone demonstrate their faith in this world without fear of retribution, without fear of punishment, we too become strong in our faith. We tell ourselves and talk to ourselves and are encouraged and say, I also can do that. If they can do it, I can do it. Our faith becomes strong that way. And the final way, and the hardest way, is by suffering for our faith. When we suffer for our faith and we are persecuted for our faith, we become more resolute and we become stronger. We open any page of history in Christianity or in Armenian history, and we will see how we have been persecuted for our faith for centuries. And yet we are still here. Yet we have remained loyal to this faith that has caused us so much pain and suffering. We know that ultimately we will be rewarded for it. But the truth is, we can study all we want, we can see all we want, and we can suffer all that can happen. But none of that means anything if we do not have forgiveness in our hearts. If we do not know how to forgive, it means nothing, and our faith stays the same. Because it is through forgiveness that we are given new life, we are given rebirth, and we are given resurrection in this world. Years ago, when I was in seminary again, a priest came, and the priest was talking about forgiveness. And he told us a story that many years before that, he was doing a funeral, and it was a very old lady that had passed away. And unfortunately, this old lady's family, her children, as we say, were estranged. They no longer spoke to one another. They no longer talked or got along with each other. And the reasons for it were unknown, but most likely it was harsh words that were said, misunderstandings that were done, and so they decided it was easier to cut off communication than to try and heal. And so on the day of the funeral, all the guests, all the people that had come to pay their respects were all wondering, is the daughter who had really been estranged from the parent, from the brother and the other brother, was she going to come or not? And so they were all wondering, what's going to happen? What chaos is going to happen at this funeral? And how is it going to be handled? So before the funeral, the priest took the brothers and everyone of the family into his office and was going over the service so they knew what to expect. And as they're in the office, they hear a knock on the door. The priest gets up and he opens the door and he sees the estranged daughter standing there. And he can feel the tension in the room. And so she walks in quietness and silence and looks around the room to see who is there. And he's wondering, and everyone's wondering, what's going to happen? What is she going to say? What is she going to do? And at that moment, the older brother gets up. And now they think, oh, he's going to give it to her. And he walks over to her, and he hugs her. And he kisses her on the forehead. And then he says with his hand, he motions for everyone else to join him. And they all come, and they join, and they make up. And then they go hand in hand to send their mother off to eternal life. This act of forgiveness not only strengthens the faith that they have in each other and in Christ, but it also gave them new life. It gave them a sense of resurrection and the ability to start over again. And we too have that opportunity. If we are willing to put our egos to one side, if we are willing to put our pride to one side and are willing to forgive someone who has sinned against us, we are then given that opportunity to have a new life and a new relationship with that person and with God. So as this year comes to a close, and many of us are asking the Lord to increase our faith in this world, in this year that we have lived, with so many tragedies and so many horrors that have happened, I ask that we also remember that in order for our faith to be increased, we must also increase our forgiving. We must also increase our ability to say we're sorry and accept someone else's sorry. And even if they do not ask for forgiveness, to still have that open heart of forgiveness towards them. Because it is only in that way that God will be able and be willing to increase our faith in Him and in humanity. Amen.